Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, you and a couple of your staffers recently attended the Eastern Produce Council's New York Produce Show in New York, and this could turn out to be a real boon for South Carolina growers.
Well, the show has grown in 5 years to be, I think, the second largest show in the Western Hemisphere. And what it does, it keeps us in contact with so many of the wholesalers and retailers in the Northeast area of the United States, representing, 25 million people. And it is a vital market to South Carolina producers. So we think it's a good investment to be there and keep those relationships intact.
Well, and of course, the Northeast is the largest concentration of population in the country. Outside of California, so those people want to eat.
I tell you what, you walk the streets of New York and you can definitely verify it is, but they are, and South Carolina has a good reputation up there, and some of our larger farmers were there individually. The Folsom Chapel Farms were there, W.P. Rawl was there, so a number of our farmers are recognizing what this show means in terms of access to that market.
Now, let's talk about some of the growers that do sell a lot of produce up there. I understand South Carolina peaches are quite popular.
You're right. We've used the South Carolina promotion efforts around peaches and some other products from Virginia all the way to Connecticut, maybe a little bit more. And they are well received. And what we were doing this year is trying to determine how to broaden that market basket. And we had some pretty good discussions with folks about researching that part of the world because, you know, they do think a little differently than we do in South Carolina.
I understand that you also presented a new product this year that got a lot of buzz.
Well, you're right. If you're standing still up there, you're getting behind because every year I've walked the show, it's always amazing, the new products. But you're right, with kale really just catching on, and now the Brussels sprouts. So this product, I guess, called Kalette is kale and Brussels sprouts, and it's pretty good. So they like new things. So we don't want to get behind and not present new products.
Now, did you actually have some South Carolina growers that were exhibitors at the show?
Yes, we did. The Chapel Farms, big peach growers down in the lower part of the state were there, as well as W.P. Rawl. They recognized the value of that market they ship, but we had our own staff there with plenty of brochures for all of the products that we're shipping out of South Carolina. Our neighbors to the north, from North Carolina, they've recognized the value of this show, and we saw them there. We had to go check it out, make sure they weren't outdoing us. So the Carolinas are well received in up the Northeast.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.